USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Friday says it was good news that President Trump could not be charged with conspiring with Russia. But Romney, who has had a contentious relationship with the president in recent years, said he was sickened at the extent and pervasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including the president. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland says the Mueller report leaves open the idea that Congress can investigate many of the allegations against the president.
Once we find out about all the things, these 10 items under obstruction that was laid out by Mueller, now that we know about them, we have no choice but to look into them.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo promised there will be repercussions for Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
We will make very clear to them this is unacceptable behavior, and as you've seen from this administration, we will take tough actions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
California couple David and Louise Turpin, convicted of abusing 12 of their children, has received a sentence of life in prison. During their sentencing hearing, one of the attorneys for the children read a statement from one of the daughters who asked the court to be lenient on her parents.
I feel that 25 years is too long. I believe with all my heart that our parents tried their best to raise all 13 of us, and they wanted to give us a good life. They believed everything they did was to protect us.
The couple pleaded guilty in February to torture and other abuse that was uncovered when their 17-year-old daughter jumped out of a window and called 911. A Phoenix woman accused of harassing a man with more than 150,000 text messages, many of them threatening, tells the Arizona Republic it's ridiculous that she's been jailed just for sending texts. She reportedly met the unidentified Paradise Valley man via Luxy, a dating site for millionaires. The two went on a date, but the woman allegedly became infatuated and continued to pursue him even after he said he wasn't interested in a relationship. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Millennials often define being an adult as being financially independent, but a new survey finds the majority of young people still depend on their parents for money. A new Merrill Lynch Age Wave survey given exclusively to USA Today found 70% of adults ages 18 to 34 received financial support from their parents within the last year, with almost 3 in 5 millennials saying they couldn't afford their lifestyles without that support. A lot fewer Americans belong to houses of worship these days. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Gallup survey finds the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque is at an all-time low. Research showing just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 through 1976, church membership in the USA was 70% or higher. Membership did dip a couple of percentage points in the late 1970s through the 1990s, but since 1999, there's been a drop-off of 20%.
The South Carolina fifth grader who died last month after a brief slap fight with another student at her elementary school died of natural causes. Prosecutor Duffy Stone says there's no forensic evidence the fight contributed to her death.
When you're dealing with any situation in which you have multiple witnesses, they're going to see different things, whether or not she was actually struck, in what way, if there was actually even any contact or it was a wrestle. There's hardly any way for us to tell, which is why the science becomes so important.
He says a postmortem shows the young girl died of a blood vessel rupture in the brain stemming from a birth defect. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.